Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need.
As in Wilson at there me on vocals. That's her sister Nancy on guitar behind her. That's the group Heart, the Wilson sisters. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the principal of Keeping the People, the author of, co-author of Reengage, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. We're talking about providing them with feedback, performance feedback. And there's a discipline to this, isn't there, Lee? There are certain things, certain ways of doing this that you have to do. One of them, I think, is what you were talking about. Your gardener, you got to have proximity, don't you? You got to do management by walking around. You can't.
Yeah,
you're going to catch them doing. You're going to find the things that didn't work out well because they're going to show up in the form of something that's people don't like, and it's going to cost money or whatever. You have to walk around if you're going to catch them doing something right, so you can blend your gigs with your bragging on them, right?
Well, that's right. Somebody did a study of what great athletic coaches do,
mm-hmm.
and you know, because they went into it with the preconceived idea that what great athletic coaches, like football coaches, did was they give great rousing halftime talks and,
right.
and stuff. That's not it at all. The thing that separated the great coaches from the also-ran football coaches was they watched players in practice intensely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they stepped in when they saw something that wasn't right, and they coached. And they gave them neutral feedback. Now, the difference between neutral feedback and negative feedback is negative feedback makes a person feel less than, it tears them down. Neutral feedback says just points out what the behavior is and said, here's what I expect you to do differently, and then shows them the right way to do it and then has them do it again until it says, yes, that's right, gives them positive feedback. So that's what coaching does. So instead of walking around with your to-do list like a lot of managers do, you need to walk around and watch the employees actually behaving. And if you see an employee come in late for work, you don't go over and jump on it and say,
mm-hmm.
This is not acceptable. You're always late. Well, saying things like that makes the employee feel really defensive.
Mm-hmm.
You need to bring them into your office and say, I've noticed in the past 6 days you've been late by 20 minutes or more 3 times. When that happens, here is the consequence. The consequence is that the people who should be doing their jobs have to answer the phones for you, and they're not used to answering the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So this jeopardizes.
Well, they've got their own work to do.
They
have to take up the slack for you,
and they're not trained to answer the phones the way you are. So it affects customer service. And you understand what I'm saying? This is how it affects the business. So this is not acceptable.
Well, could you also say? And I don't know if this is the right thing to do. But you could also say, you know, this isn't the kind of behavior that helps you keep a job.
Exactly.
And it's one thing if I, as the owner, decide to let you go, but it's another thing if your fellow employees are ready for that to happen because they can't count on you. Could you say something like that?
That's the kind of frank talk that wakes employees up.
And remind them that it's not that it's not just you that might fire them. The employees may fire you before you get fired.
Yeah, and they would applaud as you leave.
Yeah,
you know, that's okay to say that. But you know, there comes a time in every relationship sometimes where you have to say, if you cannot make this transition, then there's no basis for us to have a future relationship.
Right.
That's not saying I'm going to hire you,
mm-hmm.
but it says it. That's another way of saying
and,
it.
And then on the other hand, when you see people doing something right, don't just, I do this all the time. I say, good job, well done, something like that. What I probably don't do enough and what we probably ought to do is say, not only is that a good job, but that's the kind of jobs that can help make this country, this company better.
Yeah. And a lot of managers don't give positive feedback because they think, well, that's what I'm paying them for.
Right.
And if you don't hear from me, that means you're doing a good job. And that's all that hands-off stuff that sounds great in practice, mm-hmm. but it doesn't work in practice.
Tell us somebody that did a good job for just doing their job is like telling a customer thank you when they already know you appreciate their business. Just do it anyway. Yeah. Say it anyway because we like it.
But you don't pick a day and say, today's the day I walk around thanking my employees for doing
right,
a good job.
Right.
And you don't do that. You wait for them to do something that's over and above.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I saw what you did, and I want you to know I really appreciate it because it means it that's the kind of thing that brings customers back.
If you see something wrong and that needs to be addressed right there, the late person or something laying in the floor or whatever it may be, would it be a good idea that rather than saying, we can't have this like this or whatever it is, just ask the person in charge, just say, so tell me about this. How is there, why is this late? Can you ask questions about it rather than demanding then talking about what you don't like about it?
Well, if you ask questions about it, that sometimes makes people more defensive. The why question, why did you do this? You know,
mm-hmm.
that makes people defensive.
Okay.
I think the best thing to do is to be very direct and say, I noticed what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the effect that has on the organization.
Mm-hmm. Lee, hold on to that thought. The book is called Reengage. That's one book of Lee's. The other one is The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, I should say. And that's only two of his books. Tintail, right back with Lee Branham. More on feedback, performance feedback. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.